4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is, yeah, Friday Eve. That's what it is. Nah, you can call it Thursday if you want, but I am telling you right now, Friday Eve just sounds way better, if you ask me. Lots of stuff that we are discussing and analyzing, and I know folks are gearing up, if you will, for Memorial Day. I remind you what Memorial Day is all about. It is one of my pet peeves. Jeff, you have a pet peeve? I do. I got a whole list of pet peeves. But this is what it. Jeff, have a happy Memorial Day. No. Memorial Day is about remembering those who made that ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. That's what it's about. Oh, well, I'm just going to thank everybody who's in uniform. No. That would be Armed Forces Day. Well, then anybody who ever served. No, that would be Veterans Day. Look, we got these things for a reason, kids. So please just be aware of that. And if you really want to understand it, come down Monday to the Virginia War Memorial. There are a bunch of us who have been asked to read the names of those heroes who are on that wall down there. I think I'm scheduled for right around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You want to come down and watch me read them? That's great. You want to go down there at any point and do it? That would be great as well. And Jeb Hochman is going to be with us at 5:35 to talk about that. We have some of the finest law enforcement agencies anywhere in America. You know that. And the Chesterfield County Police Department, I think, is just one of the best of the best. When it comes to crime prevention, community involvement, boy, oh boy, that is one of their major superstar categories every year. The Chesterfield County Police kind of punches above their weight class with National Night Out. And I got a couple of folks with us. One of them is a dear friend, Craig Eckrich, who is with the Chesterfield County Police Department. Nick Brandt, we met a few days ago, and they're both with us today to talk about National Night Out and the rest of it. Craig, Nick, thank you for being here, gentlemen.
Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, it is great to have you both here. Craig, let me start with you, because we go back a long, long time. You, all right, well, maybe not. No, it is. It is a long, long time. Come on, don't chuckle at me, man. You know it. And
what are you now, the five-time world heavyweight radio champion?
I'm going to get more fingers. That's what I'm thinking. Just like Tom Brady did. Yeah. You have been involved in that crime prevention community outreach sort of thing for a couple of years now. Did a great job, as I recall, with the Citizens Academy and National Night Out, man. That's kind of become your baby, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I've been running it for about 6 years now.
Yep.
And I'm super excited because last year we had our highest placing ever. As a department, we finished third in the nation in jurisdictions above 300,000.
Wow. Let everybody know what's involved with that, because it's not just that they go, well, look, they have green dress uniforms. Let's throw them into the mix. There's a little bit more than that, isn't there?
It's a little bit more to it. The biggest thing is the participation with our communities.
Right.
Basically, we have a two-prong approach to National Night Out. We do a kickoff event usually in June,
mm-hmm.
and this year's is coming up on June 14th at Westchester Commons.
Okay.
From 3 to 7. We'd love to have everybody come out. And that kind of sets the stage for the main event in August.
Okay.
And August this year is going to be August 5th.
Okay.
And what that is we kind of facilitate block parties across the county where folks come out, talk to each other, turn their porch lights on, meet their neighbors, and foster that sense of community. And we have officers come out and visit and hang out and eat and dance and have a good time and just kind of let folks see a little bit behind the badge and let them know that we're there for them.
I love that. Now, did you say June 14th, Craig?
Yes, sir. That is for the kickoff event at Westchester Commons.
Okay, and that's 3 to 7. Do people need to get registered ahead of time, or can we just sort of pop over there?
No, sir. Everybody can just pop over for the kickoff. It's open. You don't have to be a Chesterfield resident. We'd love to have everybody come out. Our friends in the DEA are going to be there making snow cones. We have a live band. Wow. Animal control's there. They may be bringing some puppies and kitties out for the folks to see. Aww. So there's a lot of cool things to do for families and just folks that want to come out and see what we're getting into as a department.
I love that. Now, Nick, what is your role going to be in all of this?
So I'm kind of trying something a little bit different to add in my piece to this puzzle. I have a background in powerlifting. I helped start the West Virginia University powerlifting team when I was there. So I figured Gold's Gym is right around the corner where we're doing this, so let's see if we can expand it a little bit, have a new group of people, and have a little bit of a workout with Pal. So we're going to have a powerlifting competition that's going to start before the main event.
Okay.
So it's going to start around 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to go right around to when everything kicks off. So we're going to start a little bit early, maybe go a little bit later. But anyone that's there, once they're done having their workout, they can kind of go over, see the band, kind of see everything else that's happening at the kickoff event.
Oh, how cool is that? Okay, if somebody wants to be part of that powerlifting event, do they have to get registered ahead of time, Nick?
Yes, so it's actually a fundraiser for Chesterfield PAL, the Police Activities League.
Okay.
So all the funds go directly towards programs for kids and programming for kids throughout Chesterfield County. So if you check our Facebook, our Instagram, so that's Chesterfield_PAL on Instagram, or Chesterfield PAL on Facebook, our old name, Chesterfield Police Athletic League on Facebook as well.
Okay.
You'll see the flyer up there. You scan the QR code and you can sign up that way.
I love it. All right. Now, Craig, let me ask you, for folks who have participated in the powerlifting early, if they head over to Westchester Commons between 3 and 7 for the big kickoff for National Night Out on June 14th, they're going to be hungry. I'm thinking they're going to be hungry. Is there going to be anything to eat over there?
Well, we're partnering with Westchester Commons, so there's all sorts of restaurants around for people. There's Sedona Tap House, there's Noodles and Company, there's, you know, Rusty Taco. Westchester's been a fantastic partner with us,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like a mutually beneficial relationship. So there's a ton of options for people after they thrown all that weight around to get something really good to eat and then come out and have some fellowship with the community.
I love that. And you said the DEA is making ice cones?
Usually that is their thing. They come out and they set up their truck and they have a snow cone machine.
Wow.
Perfect treat to beat the heat. All sorts of flavors.
Wow. All right. Well, I love that. So early in the morning, for anybody who's into powerlifting, you're going to be looking over at Gold's Gym. You're going to look for, first, Chesterfield PAL on the various social media channels and get signed up over there. And then the big kickoff event, June the 14th at Westchester Commons from 3 until 7, National Night Out kickoff event, June the 14th. Craig, for folks who maybe are driving, they're not going to remember the details, is there a good website they can go to just to, you know, kind of remind themselves?
Yes, sir. It's going to be on all of our social media.
Okay.
And if you go to chesterfield.gov and look for under departments for police, there's a community engagement section, and all the information is going to be on there, as well as a registration link if they want to register their neighborhood for National Night Out.
I love it. We'll get you guys back as we get closer to the August date as well. That is Craig Eckrich. That is Nick Brandt from the Chesterfield County Police Department. Two fine men with one of the best agencies in America. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.